This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Daily Check-In, a show that looks at the way in which our lives have changed under the MCO. I'm Lee Chui Lin here in the studio, and joining me over Zoom today is Kelvin Yee from home.
Today, purposefully, I muscled Hezra Ashraf out of the studio.
It's because, about time.
finally, my turn to shine. It's also because we're talking about something I enjoy, and that's playing video games. It's been something that I found myself spending just a bit more time on now that we have to be home a lot more.
Yeah, you know, and you're not alone in that. I've been noticing a significant uptick in people talking about Animal Crossing. It took me a little while at first actually to understand what I was looking at when people put them up on Instagram. And there have also been articles talking about how consoles are sold out or double the price. And it seemed really, I think, like a good time to talk about games and the role that they're playing in terms of keeping us sane during the MCO. So on the line with us now, our two gamers, we have Najman Maliki of BFM and Charmaine Lee, who you can also find on Instagram as PrawnMe. That's me with two threes. Naj, Charmaine, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lynn.
So can we just start with finding out what games are you playing right now?
Okay, so I think I'll go first. Literally, like today, I've been playing, like after Sahur, Ragnarok Online. It's an online game that was made in like way back in like 2003 or something. I can't remember. Yeah, but that's what I'm playing now.
And Charmin?
I recently finished Resident Evil 3 Remake. It was a really short game, just 6 hours. I finished it in 6 hours. I bought Persona 5 Royal. I'm like 20% in, and I just finished Final Fantasy VII Remake all the way to the end, and I play Overwatch every night. Yeah.
Out of curiosity, are you guys the kind of people who play multiple games at a go, or are you a one game for a certain period of time, finish it, and then move on to the next?
Definitely a one game, finish it, move on to the next kind of person for me lah. I can't do multiple games.
Same for me. It's just that Overwatch is the game that I use to socialize with my friends, since that's where we can meet online. At the moment. Even before MCO, I've been doing it. So it's just, I play mostly with my Singaporean friends. So that's like where we meet. So I do it every night. Like.
And Naj, for you, are you maybe also finding the same way? Like one of the ways that you socialize is also through video games now?
No, actually, I usually don't use video games to socialize. So I'm like super introvert, I guess, right? So even when I play games, I play single player games. But that one game that I just mentioned that I'm playing, that's an MMORPG, which is a massively multiplayer online RPG game. I use that game to socialize with specifically my siblings.
Oh. I guess just throughout this time, Charmaine, have you found yourself playing a lot more right now ever since the quarantine started compared to before this all began?
Actually, my life has been pretty much the same. It's just that I don't get to go out to gym, like to exercise outdoors. Because I'm a freelance artist, most of the time I'm at home anyway. It's usually work and then gaming at night. But yeah, definitely more time spent with my housemates since they're all at home. Yeah, so my life hasn't really changed much.
Not any dramatic changes?
Not really.
Sorry. I guess it's about the same as well. I do find that since the MCO started, because we've been working from home and I feel like more tired at home, hence less gaming time. Just sad.
And in general, do you find video games replacing other forms of entertainment for you?
For me, no. Actually, no. Honestly, no. Because I'm not a heavy gamer, I would say. I'm quite a moderate gamer. So it's not like overtaking my Netflix viewership or whatever, but I do allocate some time in a day at least to play a game.
And Charmaine?
Gaming takes up about 4 hours of my life every day. So it's pretty much the same, except when there's like a major game that comes out, like, for example, Final Fantasy. I would just sit on the couch and try to finish it as much as possible before I stumble upon some spoilers on Facebook. So that, yeah, so that's what I do, trying to rush the game.
And I actually would really love to know, I mean, when you guys play the game, right, what is the, how do I put it? What makes you good at the game, or how do you define whether you are good at a game? Is it whether or not you make it through quick? Is it whether or not you're able to kind of maximize your time in it? Whether you're able to level up? For you, when you play a game, what gets you satisfied, I guess?
Should I answer this?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the game itself. So games like Persona 5 and Resident Evil 3, Final Fantasy 7, they all have difficulty modes, right? So if let's say you want to go for hard mode, you can do that. That means maybe you can't heal as much, or like the enemies are stronger. So the satisfaction comes from those kind of games is to complete the game, because it's story-based, right? But for games like Overwatch, which is an online game where you versus real people, I think the fun part is when you defeat the other team with your friends. So there's like a sort of like a brotherhood. I don't know. Like teamwork. Like it's a group project. It's like hanging out and also like fighting other groups of people. Yeah. So yeah, defeating other people makes me happy and content.
Nice. I relate.
Yeah.
Naj, what about you?
For me, I actually am not a good gamer in the sense that I usually struggle playing on like higher difficulties and stuff like that, and that's why I'm not like in any competitive games. But I do play for fun. So much like how I play online games with my friends, we don't really care about like if we lose even. It's just like just for the funny sake of fun, playing the game. For example, I do play Dota once in a while. So our colleague in the office, Daryl, I play with him as well. And then we sometimes play with other people who are not so good, and we'll just laugh it out. And our basically end goal is to just have fun, no matter whether you lose or you win. Yeah.
It's something I can relate to as well, because I don't necessarily play games to be good at them. I am a very bad gamer as well. And ever since I started gaming, I think the main point of it was to have fun. But I guess for you, Naj, how did you get into gaming, and what was the first ever video game you played?
Oh my God. How did I get into gaming? So I remember when I was like 8 or 9, my dad bought a PC for the home, and that PC came with a Garfield game. That was like my first ever game that I've ever played. I guess I just loved games in general. I like playing games. I like making games. I'm not sure whether you guys know this, but I've got a degree in game design.
We did not know that. I didn't anyway.
So I think that's how my love for games started. It just went on and on. Didn't stop. Till today.
Charmaine, what about you? What was the first game you ever played?
So when I was very young, I would go to my neighbor's house, and she had like a system over there. I forgot what the system was. But basically, I played most of my games at her place. We played Sonic. I think it was... I can't remember what the console was. I was too young. But I played Tomb Raider there. And the first ever console my parents got me was the Game Boy. And my first proper game with my own console was Pokemon Red. Yeah, the Red version.
Pokemon is one of a very small one literal handful of games that I've actually finished. I don't think I was all that great at it, but I really love that game. Mm-hmm. So with all that said, right, if somebody right now is bored at home and is thinking about getting into games, what's a good entry point? Is there maybe any starter games that you guys would recommend? Charmaine, what do you think?
I think if you're a you are willing to buy a console, a Switch, a Nintendo Switch is a good console to get for a beginner. That's what my friend from America got as well. She wasn't really a gamer, and she played Pokemon, and now she's playing Animal Crossing. Also on Nintendo Switch right now, there's this game called Ring Fit Adventure. I'm not sure if you're familiar, which is a game where it comes with a yoga wheel, and you can exercise with it. So you're playing a game, you're trying to finish levels like how you would on a normal console, but you would have to run physically. You would have to do crunches, sit-ups, all those stuff, and it will detect that. So it's like exercising and gaming at the same time, which is really good for the MCO right now, I feel. So a Nintendo Switch would be a good console. If not, get onto Steam and play. Like, there are a lot of simple games like Human Fall Flat. You can play with friends, very simple, and they're mostly quite cheap or like sometimes even free on Steam. Yeah.
Naj, what about you?
I think to answer that question, it depends on what you would like to get out of the game. So for me, I personally love playing games that's got a good storyline. And it's like watching a movie, but instead of you see John Wick killing the guy, you are killing the guy. Yeah. that I got a lot of fun out of that. So I guess it's what you would like, but also what you have at home, right? So if you don't have a console, if you don't have a computer that can actually play good games, what do you do? So for me, I would say use your phones. There are a lot of good games on mobile phones nowadays. You can go for either the simple Angry Birds, or you want to go for Candy Crush. If you want to go and challenge yourself, there are games like PUBG, Fortnite. And yeah, you can also play very interesting games like Monument Valley. I definitely second that game.
Oh, I love that game, Monument Valley.
Sadly, it's only on iOS though, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Charmaine, where do you stand with games on smartphones? Because I know sometimes there is a console or a device sort of superiority.
Oh, yeah. Some of my friends are like that. They're like anti-mobile games. I think it's fine because a game is just something it's an entertainment, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think anyone should judge on like where people get their entertainment from, as long as it's not bad, right? So I think mobile games is fine. They are simpler games. No need that much commitment. You can always whip it out when you're on the train or anywhere you want. And there are some really, really good mobile games, like what Nat just mentioned. Monument Valley is like one of my favorite games. I like to play the one that Ryan Reynolds endorsed for. It's like kind of like, I forgot what it's called, but it's a really good game as well. It's called I can't find the game. Toon Blast.
Nice.
Toon Blast is really, yeah. And I am currently a concept artist for a mobile game as well called Episode. Yeah, it's a dating simulator. A lot of people enjoy it as well. No shame.
So we're talking today about games, particularly during this period, when we're all living within the MCO, and games are becoming another important way to stay sane. And with us, we have two gamers, Najman Maliki and Charmaine Lee. We are going to take a quick break. If you would like to ask any questions or tell us what you've been playing, you can, of course, WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be right back on The Daily Check-In, BFM 89.9.
Bollinger Forecasts Markets, BFM 89.9.
It is 4:20 in the afternoon, and you're with Lynn and Kelvin on The Daily Check-In, joining us over the phone today because we're talking about games, which have been helping to keep people entertained during this MCO period. We have two gamers on the line with us, Charmaine Lee as well as Najman Maliki. And if you would like to tell us what you've been playing or if you're interested in picking it up, again, you can WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, where we also have a poll up.
Ashman, so besides playing video games, do you find yourself watching others playing video games as well, say on Twitch or YouTube and so on?
I tried watching people on Twitch. I tried watching people on YouTube in general. I don't know why. I don't particularly enjoy it. However, I do spend a lot of time on YouTube trying to learn new things on a particular game. Mm-hmm. For example, I do play a lot of Diablo 3. I'll like watch a YouTube channel that talks about how to play that game. I'll watch probably 4 or 5 hours worth of it and play like 15 minutes of that game. That's what I do.
Charmaine, what about you?
Yeah, most of the time I'll watch videos of a game that I can't play. Like, I'm really bad at. So for mine would be StarCraft 1, StarCraft 2. I'm like so bad at that. But I love watching the League, StarCraft League. Like, Koreans are really, really good at that game. So I enjoy watching competitive, like the competitive scene of StarCraft.
I feel as if both your answers are very true to form. In terms of what we've been talking about, we do have a tweet here from Sharia Shazni, who says, playing God of War and Modern Warfare. Any thoughts?
Oh, I love God of War. God of War is so good. The last one was so good. I cried at the end. It was so good. The story was so good. The modeling was so good. The art side was so good. Amazing game.
So I think that's a really interesting game to just talk about as well, just because the first, if you want to say three, it's actually more than three, but the first three God of Wars were very hack and slash, a very simplistic, you're the one-man army, kill everyone kind of game. The latest one is a very interesting installment where the God of War gets a kid and he suddenly have to become this father figure, and I think it's a really interesting game for anyone to actually pick up.
We also have somebody on Twitter who just wants to say, firstly, must be a slow day in BFM. It's a Friday. And then goes on to say, just a PSA, market for used games exists. Local Facebook pages, it won't dent your wallet. So I think just a nice tip there. And the next question I have is, do you think that quarantine maybe, or everyone kind of being together in this situation, has perhaps changed the way people are perceiving gaming and moving it past the narrative of it being something that is frivolous or, you know, not that great? Have you guys observed anything like that? Charmaine, what do you think?
I haven't talked to anyone outside my house for many, many weeks. I don't know what's happening in other people's lives, to be honest.
That is very fair. Naj, what do you think?
Yeah, I think, okay, this is just based on my own consumption online and stuff that I read. One interesting thing that I've noticed that the quarantine across the world have brought up is the obvious ability to play games divide, if you will. Yeah, so if you look at Southeast Asia, we've got, I don't know, what, 600 million people living in one small area, and we earn not a lot of money. But most games are about $60, which is, if you compare that to the minimum wage in the US, is quite low. If you compare that to the minimum wage in Malaysia, it's very high. One interesting thing for me during this quarantine that I saw is that the ability of anyone to just pick up a game and play is quite low for countries who don't earn much.
And I guess the next question is really about immersion. So I find that once you start playing a game, you kind of get really absorbed into it. You get into a zone, and it takes a while for you to be physically present again when you switch off, your device. How do you regain your bearings in the real world, if that's a thing that you guys experience? Maybe Charmaine, you can take this first.
I don't think I have a problem with this, like switching off for the real. Yeah, I think I can make it. I think it's quite clear to me what's the real world and what's like fantasy video games and stuff. Yeah, I'm.
Was it, okay, so I don't have this necessarily, but I think, is it, Kel, did you mean something like how when you move from a treadmill to walking on the road, it takes you a while to kind of regain that?
No, I think it's just like, you know, when you read a really good book, it kind of takes you a while to settle back into the real world as well. Not like you are like completely distant from everything. It just seems like, oh, I've been in there for a while, and like to get out again, it just takes some very minor adjustments. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So for me, since I'm an artist, I can express it through my art. So most of the time, if I enjoy something like a show or a game, I'll do like fan art of it, post it on my Instagram. So that's how I process like whatever I've like been through, and then like, you know, output. Yeah.
Much fun for you.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's much like what you said, Kel. It's the ability to, I mean, it's not the ability, but it's like when you read a good book, when you watch a good movie, especially, for example, the Netflix Game Changer documentary. I think a lot of people post watching that documentary. or movie, it feels like, oh, I'm gonna go vegan now, right? So for me, after playing a good game, and usually the games that I play are very laden in storylines and stuff like that, and I'll just go like, ah, I wish a lot more people would to think like Shepard from the Mass Effect. So yeah, I would try and like, I would actually have to take some time to realign my brain with the reality. Sometimes, yes.
I was just thinking about how when you were speaking, I was wondering if you were going to say, it takes me a while to stop wishing that everyone was Kratos or that I could be God of War Kratos. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if the world is ready for that. Okay, so in closing, what game are you guys looking forward to next? We started off by talking about what you've been playing, what you finished, what you've been into. What are you excited about after that?
I'm looking forward to the next part of Final Fantasy VII Remake. I need to know what's going to happen. Other than that, nothing much.
Nudge?
This is a really hard one for me. I've been looking for a good substitution for Diablo, a game that I play on PC. Well, I guess that would be my like next big thing that I look forward to. You guys can check out the trailer. It's really cool. It's called Diablo 4, the next installment. But that definitely won't come out anytime soon. But yes, I'll wait for another 10 years to play that game.
Kelvin, I'm going to ask you the same question because you're the gamer here as well.
I'm putting my money on Cyberpunk 2077, which I think had a delayed release date. I think it was supposed to release sometime earlier part of this year, but I think they pushed it back like many things. So that's the one I'm looking forward to.
It's got Keanu Reeves, so.
Yeah, I think it'll be worth the wait, fingers crossed. But, you know, there's always been massive disappointments in the past, like Watch Dogs and so on. So we'll see.
Cool.
Wait, Keanu Reeves can be good. So I'm saying that in a good way.
Yeah, I get it. It's just, you can never place too many hopes, I think. You just have to be cautiously optimistic, you know.
True.
On that note of casual optimism, Charmaine, Najman, thank you both so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for inviting us.
So today we've been talking about games in this time of the MCO, and we've been speaking with Najman Maliki as well as Charmaine Lee. If you want more from Najman, you can follow us on all digital platforms here on BFM and make him very happy. And if you want to see more of Charmaine's work, you can find her on Instagram as PrawnMe, me there being 2 3s. That's pretty much it. If you would like to tell us what you've been playing and what you've been enjoying, again, you can WhatsApp us on 018-789-8899 and tweet us at VFM Radio, where our poll is pretty much neck and neck with yes, I'm a gamer at 39% and not interested in answer to the question of have you been playing video games at home, which feels about right. We are shortly going to cross over to the press conference from the Director General of Health. Once that happens, we'll come back and let you know. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.